go. That's more like it. Whew. Yo, yo. Good people, we're here. It's another Thursday. You know the vibes. It's the things and things, podcasters. I'm here with the bro as per usual. And we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Guys, firstly,
the next few conversations are going to be awesome.
Firstly, the heat. We need to address the heat.
Which heat?
The heat in the Republic of Zimbabwe. It's just, it can't be this hot.
Mm-hmm.
Man's not hot. Man is hot. Man is burning. These temperatures are just, they're unrelenting.
Ungodly. It's insane.
Yeah. Do you know what's crazy? I think this is like the fifth country we've recorded in.
This year?
Not this year, bro.
Come on now. Come on now.
This year we'll be like. This year we'll be tame though.
We've been tame actually. We have been tame. Yeah, I was going to take that one to the moon.
But no, yeah. It's always good to be home.
It is. So for those of you who don't know, we were back in the motherland. Well, obviously the motherland, but we're back home for a little bit. Went to see some mates. And
no, they don't just say it like that.
No, I'm going to continue.
Okay.
We went, first of all, actually, no, there's two big things that happened.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Shout out Papa G. We've spoken about him on this podcast many a time.
Yeah, G-Unit.
G-Unit.
G-Money. Whatever you want to call him. He's got many aliases. He was rocking with 50 Cent and them back in the day.
Come on.
And Yayo. You should see it's the videos. Look at the Many Men video.
That is in the Many Men video. No, so the Big G turned 60. And it was, let me tell you something. Honestly, a really cool celebration. I really enjoy that.
Do you know what I've also realized? You know, like, legacy is a complicated thing.
It is.
And like, the longer you live, like, the more complicated it gets. Mm. But then also, like, the more people that you touch.
Yeah.
You understand? And so
very,
it's like,
true.
It's always interesting just to, do you remember right at the end of the function, we were chilling. I think we were just devising our next plan for foolishness. Like, okay, listen, so we're going to go out.
What's the move? Like, are we moving?
Which road are we taking? Because this was like quite far out the city or whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me and he's like, Jonathan. I'm like, yeah. And he was like, oh, I used to be your dad's boss. And I'm like, oh, at this chemical company, because my Uncle Jay, right, one of my dad's really good homies, they used to work together there.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This was like when I was like in second grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah.
And I didn't even,
because when he was coming in, like I greeted him, he did not know who I was.
Oh, okay.
Did not know who I was from a slice of bread. Then after my speech, you know, guys, it was a great speech.
Ah, you did this, bro. I'm not even going to hold you. You gave a phenomenal speech. I can tell you this, like, I like to look at people's expressions, right?
Yeah.
And usually when I'm thinking about how other people see me and one, especially like our parents, you know, there's always that thought like, please just be nice. Just
don't embarrass us.
Don't embarrass us.
Yeah.
I promise you, your dad's face was like, it started off like with interest, keen interest. Then it was like, no, you touched my heart. Like it was really good.
No,
really, really good.
Because you know, I didn't write mine. So I was like, because you know, Jay-Z things, you know, just like.
You had to. Off the dome.
Off the dome.
Come on. My guy.
H to the iso. No, but honestly, because I was like, okay, I know, let me write this thing. But then I'm like, nah, he's my dad. Like, I should be able to just freestyle this at any time. Like, talk about your dad.
Yeah, that's actually true.
And it's not like he left to go get the milk or something.
Hey, also, shout out to your sister, Joanna. She was emceeing. She held it down.
Bro, this actually made me realize, this is why in life you need a daughter.
Because
my dad said it in his speech also. He was like, if I'd left this up to Jonathan, none of this would have happened.
None of the organization
would
have been
none of this.
I promise you.
Bro, even her, like my mom, my sister, they were working on this stuff. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, nope, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm busy. Yeah. I would have done nothing. It made me realize, okay, yeah, you need that in life. Like, your daughter will look after you.
Absolutely amazing. Okay, seeing as I messed it up, what was the second thing we went to Zim for?
Oh, we had a wedding.
Yes, sir.
Okay, before we continue, I've had this burning thought for time now. Guys, obviously, you know, like, because we're in husband season now. Do you know what I mean? Like, your boys are chilling. You know, just if you want to apply. You know, positions need to be filled. But
can't take you seriously.
But I don't understand how people have the bachelor party and the wedding in the same week. Okay, like, let's think about this. Let's think about it like this. Okay, what if somebody gets arrested?
Right.
Right? Now we're in a foreign country, so extradition.
Mm-hmm.
But these things take time.
They do.
Right? What if you lose an eyebrow?
Yeah. Are you gonna get someone who's the...
Or like you have fake tan, you know, because we have white boys in the crew. So like what if you have fake tan, all of you? Remember that time we shout out Michael Hobbs, we toothpasted Michael Hobbs at your house.
Yes.
Cool.
Was what that my house or his?
No, that was your house. Because maybe your mom blasted us because of the cushions.
Yeah. No,
okay, shout out Hobbsy. Okay.
Shout out Mike, we love you, bro.
Like this, I have so many questions. What if we get detained? Obviously, you're not like arrested, but detained.
Look, so what you're saying is,
well, what if we get stranded in the mountains?
For us who are serious about life with certain things, and I give you the dates for stuff, and you see that it's not conducive to happen. How much time do we need? What's a good buffer?
Like 6 months.
Ah, yeah! 6 months!
When IV, you have to IV.
Hey, yo. Yeah, this is serious, bro.
Okay, think about it.
You're trying to do hangover missions. Like, going.
Bro, I'm just saying.
You want to get lost.
Number one, and this is what I've also thought about. Like, my bachelor party doesn't need to be in Vegas or my.
Nah.
We've done all of those. Like, I've done all of those things.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's fine.
I haven't done Miami. You have to.
We are just renting a cabin in the woods. Somewhere. We don't need this whole like, oh, strip. No,
we don't need all the extra.
We don't need to be surrounded by scantily clad women. We don't need it. It's okay.
It's okay.
And this, it'll just be a 5-man, 6-man operation.
Come on.
In a cabin, locked off. Location sharing. Yeah, you know exactly where we are.
You're there. You arrive and begins.
Boom.
You survive, you leave.
Yeah. But it's like the Hunger Games.
Yes,
we might
sir.
Not come back. Yeah, but I always die. I always sleep after that girl dies, the black girl. I've never finished that movie.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to laugh at that. I'm laughing at you.
As soon as that little black girl dies.
Yeah, it's like...
Okay, but no, guys, but think about it though.
Yeah.
Like, DM me and let's talk about this. Because if you know your boy and his friend, okay, for example, like this, yeah?
Yeah.
If I say I'll be home at 11, I'll be home at 11.
Fact.
At least now, that's true. Back in the day...
We could lose a day or two.
Yeah. But now think about it. Does your boyfriend himself, if he says he'll be home at 11, will he be home at 11? Because now how do you trust the bachelor? Now we might miss the wedding. You understand what I'm saying?
Especially if you know the crew. And
now 6 months.
I don't like
6 months, it gives us time. You know, you go get your facial.
Right.
You do your IV drips. Things must just exit the system. They. I'm just saying. I just think that's...
No, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at it at all.
I just think that's an incredibly...
Selfish?
Wholesome trait that you have. Like, obviously, like, I've retired from degeneracy. Not really. Like, I'm a family.
What are you about to say, bro?
I'm just saying, like, if you can do that.
Oh, okay.
Then you're a different level of husband than I'm ready to be.
Okay. I see where the train of
thought. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Bro, bachelor party the same week.
No. Yeah, some people.
The same week.
Maybe people are different, man.
Bro.
But it was a beautiful wedding. Shout out, Sarah. And Lynn.
I've also started to realize.
Cook.
Weddings are beautiful.
Mm.
Especially when you know the person.
Yeah.
Like, we grew up with
both of them.
With both of these individuals. So it was nice. It's like all the speeches and stuff.
You felt them.
Don't get me wrong, they're a bit long. But anyway, but that's love though. Do you know what I'm saying? But it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was a really
because
nice
like if there now I'm there doing all this.
Yeah, no, I had some sniffles, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I didn't think.
And then you know when the old man is there talking about his daughter,
yeah.
I'm just like, man, I want this for my life. I'm just like, okay.
Oh my god. It was nice. No, it was really nice.
But now it made me realize what kind of wedding do you want? You know whenever women ask you that question, it's like, bro, me, I just want red velvet cake. And just tell me what time to show up. Like, that's my contribution.
That's your go-to, bar?
And it's like...
Red velvet and tell me what time to be there.
Is my dad paying or is your dad paying? That's something we just need to figure out.
Once I sort it out, we'll know where we are. No, I think...
But cool, just let me know where I need to send the checks.
Look, I personally, and I'm saying this knowing that this may never happen.
Yeah.
A simple one. Something calm.
No, I've spoken about this with my dad, though.
What did you say?
He said, son, the smartest thing I can tell you...
Mm.
Is 75 people max.
Yeah.
He says, we'll throw a big party afterwards.
But
wedding? He said, son, you're just going to have relatives showing up.
Yeah.
Because he said they planned for 200 people at their wedding. 300 people. They had over 1,500 people show up.
Yeah.
And he was like, they just pulled up.
And they pulled up and it was beef. It was heavy.
Yeah.
It was next
but
level.
But I also think like, because my thing is, and I saw this like with her wedding also, is, you know, when you... Like, you're from a place.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now you need to coordinate. Like, your invites need to be coordinated.
Of course.
And you need to give people runway time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they, we saw that with so shout out our friend Mrs. Shackleton.
Yes,
Mr. and Mrs. Shackleton.
Mr. and Mrs. Yes. Shackleton.
We saw that. She told us like 18 months before.
No, way before.
She was like,
we had our fits ready.
She was like, listen, yo.
If it wasn't for the scamdemic, we were going to be there. Yeah. I literally left you. I was going to see you in 2 days. We were going to be in Jersey in 2 days.
My Gucci loafers.
No, we need those. We need those. Please. Don't just leave those around. Those are for elite occasions.
No, but it's like, I think that's one of the beautiful things about it, though, is you need to give people, like the people that you care about, you need to give them time.
They need time.
Because now, we had people from Atlanta, from Germany, from where, Australia, whatever. And it's like, yeah, people have their own things. They've got work. They've got whatever.
And we support an international audience. So, you know, people are going to come in from everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Then, do you know what the best part about weddings is? Is seeing all of the old people that like, Jonathan, oh, I would say you are this small. Oh, my God. You have a beard.
You, look at you. So grown.
And then it's like,
I was getting the squishy face one. And then and the kisses like, on the forehead.
Shoot. This is your boy. This is your baby. This is your baby.
I love that, actually.
Bruv,
shout out to
bruv, if I got my cheeks kissed one more time.
Oh man. Bruv. I had cheek forehead.
Then I had like all of this foundation. That's why I had to change my shirt. I had all of this foundation.
I kind of felt that was coming.
Nah, because I've been watching those Huda Beauty videos.
Yo.
So I'm like, I got all this foundation. So I had to change my shirt. I was like, this is not working.
Yeah, it's not gonna fly for you moving forward. It's gonna be like, hey, sorry, who's that? I had the one that was, I mean, like, obviously I shout out the moms that come and show love,
yeah,
but for me it's like the dads now, like, yeah, when the dads are like, oh we're cool like that, yeah, young man, this is my favorite one, it's just young man, and you turn around, you're looking, because everyone's trying to be like extra conspicuous. It's not like I'm gonna shout young man, turn around, oh yeah, looking nice in that jacket.
I like the setting,
keep doing
it. Because I don't wear ties, so I have like Chinese collars on all my shirts. And then my Uncle Jay was like, you see, you're dressed properly because this is how I'm dressed.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about this. I love this about our country. I love it. You will never get like a compliment without them taking the compliment back. It's my favorite thing. You'll actually hear the person say, do you know what? You look so stylish, but it's actually because of me that you're this person. And I love it because in one, it's like a, what do you call it? Rite of passage. And then on the other side, it's just hilarious that you can't let me just win, bro.
Do you think we're uncles yet? Are we uncles?
Yeah, we're uncles. We're uncles for sure. We're definitely.
No, but why did you say it so quickly?
Okay, I'm an uncle. What do you say?
You're an uncle.
No, I'm a real uncle, but I'm saying I'm mostly an uncle era. Like, I'm very, like, chilled and then noisy and then chilled and then, like, I'm elusive, bro. I'm now the guy that will pitch up to events. So, funny enough, this is something that people are also saying. You were there. You were part of the conversation where people are like, how is it that we only see you these times? And you literally said, because this is all we come for. Like, we have other things that we're doing.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's a different era.
I'm the most serious but unserious person that I think has walked the face of the earth.
It's kind of true. We both are.
Like, I just...
We compliment each other now.
I'm so unserious.
Hey, but the...
And then I've also realized, guys, if you ever see me at an event, yeah, and I've got... My buttons are coming down. Like, so I'm like one button. Like,
yeah. Button. Pay attention.
And then the second button.
Pay attention.
If you see me with the third button down, tell me to go home.
It's now time, because first of all, I mean, also there was, we had a day we went to HQ, actually. You know what is embarrassing? They forgot us, bro. They don't remember the money we've put in that building, in that place.
No, but I said
those advancements.
No, but I said that to that lady.
Yeah, you did.
I said, no, I was.
You said, I've been here for time.
I'm a Karen.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, can I speak to the manager?
Bro. Bruh, we're not even 10 minutes into, like, I arrived. In fact, no, I was behind you, so I didn't see the interaction.
Yeah.
But I get to the table, and I'm like, okay, something's up. Then I see Jono just does the little wave. He's like, can I please talk to you? I was like, oh, here we go. And literally, as soon as the convo started, I was like, yeah, these people don't know us. And it's not even like, hey, yo, we're Flex, we want to. But customer service is very important. And what I love about this guy is he does a very good job of informing people that customer service is necessary for progress.
No, do you know what I love about capitalism?
Mm.
Right? Especially in an economy like that.
Yeah.
But if you don't treat me properly, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I can take your money. And take your money elsewhere.
And that's why I told that lady, I was like, ma'am, you've always taken care of me.
Yes.
Because you know, you can't be like, you can't just be like,
yeah.
I said, you've always taken care of me when I've come here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I've taken care of you too. Because when I get rather intoxicated, I just tip stupid.
What?
And then like in USD.
Bro.
I'm like, why am I tipping 30% in dollars?
No.
Yeah.
No, I know. It was mad.
Whatever.
Also, those prices we were paying were exorbitant.
No. But then, and once again, I started this podcast by saying, what? The heat. Guys, let me tell you.
Then there's the heat.
The heat index.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, you just hit this glug glug. You take two glug glugs and then like the beverage is finished.
But it hits you different.
Bro, I went out to dinner with this young lady. Mm. And this bartender is like, it's hot, bro. It's 29 degrees at night.
No, yeah, it's mad.
No, why do I have a jacket? Mad. Take off the jacket, yeah. Whatever. I'm like, bro, every 14 minutes, I need this mojito.
Extra, extra. Come on now. Let's be serious.
This guy's doing 28 minutes. I'm like, bro, dying of thirst here.
Are you like directly in the sun?
Bro, it was 29 That's degrees at night.
Oh, yeah, I know. Where were you?
At Queen of Hearts.
Oh, ah. No, I feel like there's just more heat. Yeah, then there's just heat. Bro. It's just heat oozing just from heat. Every corner. Heat.
Then I'm being hit with propaganda here at this table. I'm like, bro.
I love it.
I just need lubrication.
Yo, do you know, there were times when like, so I had this interaction with someone else and they were sitting and they were looking at the way you and I chill. Mm. And they're like, you guys, you've been here together for like 30, 40 minutes, but you haven't said anything to each other. I was like, first of all, you weren't even on the car ride here. Me and this person, the way we talk, it's in little block segments. In fact, the most talking we do now sometimes in person.
I've been with this guy for 9 hours. Exactly. Bro. Now you want me to just be like, jokey.
Why are we jokey? Do you know what I mean? And then on a different day, where like, you know, the juice is flowing and people are like looking. Because the one thing I got was like, someone said, you and your brother are really weird. I was like, what do you mean? Like, the way you guys talk, it's intense. I was like, catch us on Monday. Monday through Friday. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't think, like, if you hear some of the things we say to each other, you wouldn't think, like, we're homies and whatnot. But for me, I'm
it's very flagrantly disrespectful. It's very disrespectful.
It's so out there. Very. But I was loving it because there were a few people that started catching the vibes and they were like, I get it.
But you know what the weird thing is? Like, because you had some new people in the group.
Facts.
Which we'll discuss another day. But you had some new people. So then I had to be like...
Yeah, you had to tone down.
I had to be like overly nice.
Yeah, yeah, a little
and like
bit.
Like complimentary.
A little bit.
And then I was like, I gave you like two compliments in 5 minutes. I was like, fuck this. I'm like, I'm not talking.
He said, I remember that actually.
I'm and like, you're like, no, why this is am enough. I talking
why
to you?
Why am I saying this?
I'm like, you know what? I'll talk to you tomorrow.
So, okay. We spoke about there were some beautiful things, there were some intense things. Right. What was like just a chilled highlight for you? What did you enjoy?
Do you know what I always love seeing is like somebody that left home, yeah. 20 years ago, yeah. Actually. I left home 20 years ago. And I think calendar days, I think I've spent maybe 180 days since I've left 20 years ago.
Yeah, because every time you'd come, it would be...
Nah, because it's that one summer I got my driver's license. So I had to be home for time.
Okay.
But no, I haven't spent that much time at home. Mm. So I come in for like my little... Four, 6 day blocks.
5 days.
And I think sometimes is you start to forget like your parents have like a network of people.
Yes.
That like have invested into you.
Invested interest as well.
Yeah. Mm. And then like, you know, like sometimes you like move around in the city and like people want things from you.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because like you're good looking or it's because you have like a business interest. Something, whatever it is. Yeah, but yeah, people, yeah. But like being at home, it's just so pure.
Mm.
In a sense, it's like, you know, I used to like Mrs. Ford. Shout out Mrs. Ford.
Shout out Mrs. Ford.
They were the only white people at my parents' wedding.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, Jonathan, I remember you.
Yeah.
And so that's her thing. She's like, we have to get a picture.
She does that every time. I love
She's
that.
Like, we just have to get a picture.
I love that.
And that's how I appeal. Because I never post on Facebook. But it's like, it's my annual, like 2 times a year when I'm at home, I'll just post a picture of
the one too.
I'm like, my favorite lady. Boom. Finished. That's like the caption all the time.
Favorite lady. That's
cool. That's how people know I'm alive on Facebook or whatever. Sick. But I think, just the purest interactions. And then it's like, young man, how are you doing?
Mm.
How's work? How's this thing?
Yes.
How's this thing? So I think for me, that's just like, it's nice. And you just get to relax.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's just,
So for
and
me,
then you're just walking, some old man just gives you $100.
Just dabs you. There's clean, like, crisp 100. Like, okay, this is where we are.
And it's like, cool. I'm not 12 anymore, but I'll take it.
I'll take it. Do you know what I mean? Like, bro. So I was going to say, for me, I think the it was more so like the opposite, because people know about you, but they never, not a lot of people see you and I interact.
Yeah.
So it was so cool. In fact, I had two wholesome moments. We had one where we were having lunch with your parents at that type place.
My parents?
Yeah, on Sunday, before our interview.
Oh yeah.
Right, and then there was this couple that came in, and I don't know who they are. Like, they're friends of yours and whatnot. Yeah. So I'm just like, you know, stand up, greet, what. And this lady goes, "Are you Simba?" I was like, "Yes." She's like, "I listened to the pod. Let me tell you something. For me, that did a lot because I was like, yo, this is genuine."
Yeah.
And everything, she's like, "Oh, it's but so she's cool older to see though. Like, she's, dynamic." Yeah. But that for me was like really cool. And then also with.
And she started quoting punchlines too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I loved. And then so there were other people who, like, I probably had conversations about in passing, maybe not really realizing that, you know, I'm explaining what I do and when I travel and whatnot. So it was so nice to have a little bit of a moment where someone is like, "Is that the Jonathan?" I'm like, "Yeah." "So you to Ethiopia?" "Yeah." "Oh, so you to get?" "Yes." "Oh, okay. I can see it now." "Okay." "I can see it now." You know, and then that for me was just like a, what would you say? Like, just more reinforcing in the fact that what we're doing is cool and it's moving the right way.
You know, the funny thing is though, is like, whenever you like hang out with people that like listen to the pod, but then they just see us together. You know, what was that night? There was a one night where we had one too many drinks.
HQ, I'm sure.
Yeah. And people were like, "So this is like a live podcast."
Literally. Actually, yes, I remember that. And we're just in the booth and people were just being loud.
And then the tequila was there. It's like, God damn it.
I actually forgot about that.
Yeah. But it was just like, man, it's always interesting to see.
So you know what I also really enjoy also, because shout out to some of the people we grew up with, but having moments where people can chime in with a joke, but like they're actually being serious. To be like, "Oh, so you guys, you're cool, huh? So you're funny. Huh? Kiki." Yeah,
but you know what? I think that's just also the homies just saying, "Hey, man, we see you."
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and I love that. Cool. I was like, "Hey, come on, bro." I was going home from some of those interactions just being like, yeah.
Because I don't think we take ourselves too seriously.
No, we don't.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we are very confident in what we do and stuff. Mm. But, like, jokes are like free
that's
spoke.
Just where we...
So I'm like, I'm cool with Bent.
Yeah.
And so, but I think that's just a very polite way of, like, people saying, "Hey, man, we see what you guys are doing.
We see what you're doing."
And it's nice. It's always good for people to be like, "Oh, yeah, wow."
So I think also, like, this is going to be fun because I guess this may be more of a future thing. But I'm excited to... I have more of these conversations all over, bro. And I know we're going to be moving around a lot very soon.
Yeah, but guys, also, let's be respectful.
To what? Do you think people respect us in those settings?
I don't think so.
So, even you saying this, this no disclaimer is not going to do anything. Right,
let's be respectful. Guys, if you see me at 1 p.m., yeah, I'm I'm becoming a serious person, yeah? I need to be somebody's husband too, like relatively soon, yeah? Why are you bringing me tequila? Like, bring me a cappuccino. Okay, cappuccino is for breakfast. Okay, but like, bring me like an espresso or something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you think this is 2016, Jonathan?
Respect me.
This is 2023, Jonathan. You understand what I'm saying?
He's a different man now.
Yeah, like how are you bringing me tequila? then you're like, "Oh, he's not drinking it."
Yeah.
Or gin and tonics.
Why aren't you drinking?
Guys.
Oh, man.
Bring me sparkling water. Pellegrino.
Also, we've also realized that, like, as much as we talk about consuming and stuff, I cannot keep up. We cannot keep up with any of you. Like,
no, old, bro.
I was looking at certain things coming. I'm like, I'm going to go and disappear for 40 minutes.
If you saw me on Sunday, I was paralytic. What?
Do you know what the problem was? We thought we were too cool for school.
Let's respect each other.
We need to respect each other.
Let's respect each other. No, I think... But also, I say this now. Drink Samba, volume... What volume are we? Volume 4.
5.
Volume 4. Volume 5.
I think it's volume 5.
I don't know what's going on here.
But, listen, that's going to be a tame one. I mean, I'll be there, but it's going to be... You know what? I say this every single time and then we come back with stories.
Every single year.
Every single year, bro. But no, I'm excited. Look, and I think, guys, also tune in because the conversations that we're having.
I think that's our best content. Whew. Like, from November, like that November to March run, bro.
It's just stupidity.
It's stupidity. It's just the most elite tomfoolery that existed in life. Like every year.
Every year, it just gets more and more chaotic, bro.
Yeah, and then we always get like those one or two just random interviews that happen.
Those are my favorite.
I think you should just stay tuned.
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. Guys, we're going to love and leave you, but we just wanted to catch you up and let you know that Things and Things is moving and going.
I think this next couple weeks is...
It's going to be insane.
Okay.
I go, people.
And guys, remember, respect is the word.
Respect each other. Respect each other. Put some respect on each other's name.